Hey, Eloise here with Intuition Talks podcast. So this week I want to talk about being grateful because it is a cornerstone of life, feeling gratitude. And we talk about keeping gratitude diaries and all of that kind of thing. And they're great, do them if you're drawn to it. But just feeling gratitude day in and day out for everything, because everything's a gift, life's a gift, everything's a gift. I fell down the stairs yesterday, which is partly why this podcast is a day late, because I kind of got distracted. And I was swearing. It's because my brain was doing something silly. I distracted myself and completely forgot I was walking down the stairs and just stepped out and collapsed. And my leg was bleeding and my toe was bleeding in two places, and I was in a lot of pain. And thankfully, one of the things I teach for a living is the Body Talk Access class, and in that we teach energetic first aid, or fast aid as we call it. So immediately I go into that mode and start doing my fast aid, and I'm lying there just swearing at the pain, doing my fast aid, knowing that I will feel better in a moment, but my body just needs to get out of that shock and just get into healing mode. And that's what the tool does, really. And within 30 seconds, the pain just diminished. And then I'm looking, and then I had the energy to be able to get up off the floor, or to sit up at least, and have a look at my leg. And I'm just looking at it and looking at all the bleeding and the swelling that's going on because the body's healing. And I'm like, wow, okay, this still hurts, so I'm going to carry on tapping. So I was just doing my fast aid and running it. And after about a minute, I'm like, okay, I think I can get up off the floor now. And all the bleeding had stopped, and but I was, my knee was purple on top of the red with the blood. My poor toe was purple, and I was like, well, I've just run the bath, so maybe I'll get in the bath anyway. I think I can get in and out. So I got in the bath and I carried on tapping and working with it. And after about 10 minutes of being in the bath, I just looked at my toe and it looked completely different. All of the swelling had gone, all of the purple had gone, all of the redness had gone. It just looked like it would, maybe a week after I'd done it. And my knee was the same. All the purple had gone, all the swelling had gone. It was just fine. I was like, oh, I'm so in a place of gratitude for the tools that I have in my life. And if you ever get a chance to take a Body Talk Access class, come and take it with me if you're ever in London or Brighton or somewhere where I'm teaching, but in the UK. we have classes around the world, and that you can really save lives with those tools. And I have had stories of students who have literally saved lives with those tools, and I use them all the time on myself, but I also use them all the time on other people, because it's amazing how many people have accidents and injuries, or have got headaches. You just come across in day-to-day life and it's like, would you like me to try something and help take away the pain? And most people will say yes to that, so I get to use these tools quite a bit, and I'm so in a place of gratitude for having them. But also, whenever anyone has an accident, and I saw one of my friends last night, who, she broke her wrist and I was on hand to use these tools on her, and we were talking about this, and I said to her at the time, I'm like, what was going through your head the moment before you fell? And a lot of people, she couldn't place what it was that she was thinking. Or if I say to someone, okay, what were you thinking when you had the accident, in the moment when the accident occurred? And most people were like, well, I was thinking about the pain. And it's like, no, before the pain came, what were you thinking? Because that is the thing that your body was reacting to. And I was having a moment and my brain was distracted about something, and I thought a thought and then I fell. And I was like, And it was a big thing. I'm not going to go into details because it takes half an hour to explain. But it was like one of those moments where I'm like, you know, I have the possibility of doing something in my life. And I've been thinking about it for years, but I haven't been acting on it. And more and more the energy's kind of been, you know, it's kind of come and gone in different ways over the last year. I thought I was doing something and then that didn't feel right. And then, and just like suddenly it was just that moment of like, well, am I going to choose to do this or not? Because I could make it happen. And it was almost like my reaction to that was, well, I haven't done it yet. So am I going to do it? And in that moment I fell and I injured my right leg. Now that is about the past. And it just felt like I was letting my body, I was in gratitude for my body reacting to it. Because it was a clear message of, will you beeping get on and do this? We're going to let go of your past and move into the future. And I was like, that toe that I've injured, out of all my toes, just one of them randomly, I'm like, what's the meridian through it? And it's the stomach meridian. And it's like, I am not stomaching the old pattern of life anymore. I don't want that to be my reality. I've got another possibility and I want to move into it. And so like the fall was just my body's way of just helping me to break those patterns. And knowing me, because I've probably spoken before about the time I fell over in a supermarket and improved my back, I was probably also trying to like crack some bone somewhere. So I was just in gratitude for having fallen and gratitude for the tools that were getting me out of pain and into healing quickly. And just, you know, I just got practical instead of walking to where I was going that evening. I got a friend to give me a lift. And you know, it, you know, didn't really inconvenience her because she was going to drive anyway. So it's just like, I'm like, let's just be practical here. And then I didn't walk home. I let her give me a lift home instead of going out and you know, having another drink with some other friends. But it was, you know, it's just been practical. And I'm like, my body is such a gift to me and my life is such a gift to me, and I'm so in gratitude for what I have and what I've achieved and how many people I try and help and reach, because that's what gets me excited. It's like all of you listening to this, it's, you know, there's no wrongness, everything's fine. And every time like I have an accident or something shows up into my life, there's a challenge, there's a lesson in there, or I'm healing in some way, and I know that, and I'm so grateful for all of those lessons and all of those experiences and all of those challenges that I've experienced, because it pushes me to be a greater version of myself and pushes me to reach more people and pushes me to, you know, just be more of me. And even in falling, hurting my poor knee and my foot, I'm still in that place. I'm, you know, and just for a moment, think about what you're grateful for. Are you excited about life? Are you grateful for things? Because until you can be in that state of gratitude, just work with it. Because like the more you be in gratitude, the more addictive it becomes, and the more it lights you up, and the more you just feel in that space. And it's so lovely to be able to just be in a space of gratitude, moment to moment, day in, day out. Am I there every moment of the day? No. But more and more, I'm just in the space of gratitude for life, for everything that's showing up, because it's just, it's tweaking me. It's pushing me. It's exciting. It's like, my friends think I'm mad because I'm excited that I fell. And you know, it's letting go of the past. It's time to change things. It's time to do something different. And then that's exciting. It's new. It's different, but it's exciting. So yeah, get excited and be in gratitude for your life. And you know, if you want to list out things that you're in gratefulness for, do. It's such a wonderful exercise to do on a regular basis. But even before you go to bed every night, just think of the three things you're grateful for. And do that with your kids. One of my friends that I used to work with, he always used to ask his kids at night what they'd failed at that day. They had to give him one thing that they failed at every day. And he just wanted them to teach them that failing was okay. And, you know, they should celebrate failing. And I thought, this is so genius. You know, it's like, you know, we're not going to be perfect. We're going to fail at things. But just being gratitude for the fact that you're doing things, that you're being, and that you're exploring life. And you're, in quotes, trying, even though I hate that word. But just be grateful for you today. Spend 5 minutes in gratitude for yourself and for your life. You know, nothing's going to be perfect. You're going to have stuff that you really hate about yourself or about your life and stuff. But just sink into that state of gratitude for all the good things that are there. You know, there's always something to be grateful for. Even though I fell, I can still walk. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for all of you. Drop me an email if you want to say hi or if you've got anything you want me to talk about. And I'll catch up with you soon. Take care. Lots of love and gratitude. Speak to you soon. Bye.